Hello, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. Tonight and every night, every Wednesday night, I'm here to talk about career advice, career strategies, all sorts of topics, and I am answering your questions that I receive on twitter.com/writing2015. Currently and today, I am going to talk about two topics. One is career transitioning, and another one is interview coaching, interview sessions. So that way it can be intertwined and you can listen. And I am hoping you are ready with a pen and a paper like every Wednesday night in order to take notes and jot down the notes and implement them to your job strategies. And that way I'm looking forward to your successes and how this strategy has helped you. I'm looking forward to your stories.
Hello, this is Sarah Yusupov. Stop by my show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, where I will discuss about your dream job, career coaching, answering your questions regarding careers, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Global Networks.
Congrats! After submitting applications to dozens of employers, you finally get an invite to interview for a position you are excited about. The excitement of the call may quickly transition into nervousness for some or confidence for others, but no matter what, preparation is the key to success. Have you ever been caught off guard by a brain teaser interview question you couldn't answer? Or has an interviewer's personality just not meshed well with your own? As confident as you may be with your experience, it's common to be nervous a little bit. So it's common to be thrown curveballs during any interview. The real test lies in your ability to impress your prospective employer and differentiate yourself from your competition at each stage of the interview process. While interviews can be a nerve-wracking experience, it's usually the only way to get hired. So you need to ensure you're always putting your best foot forward, whether you're looking for some quick tips on how to handle a phone interview or are wondering how to answer some tricky interview questions. So I will cover it all tonight. So first is initial phone or video screening. Then it's research. And then it's questions to be prepared for. And then it's questions to ask your interviewer. And then interview and the next step. So let's start with initial phone or video screening. While the initial phone or video screening might seem like a simple formality, it's the first time the interviewer will put a voice to your resume. Since these initial screenings typically last anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, you need to be prepared, well-spoken, and engaged in order to impart a positive impression and get a call back for an in-person interview. Here's what you need to do before your screening to ensure you come off as a strong candidate. First, be ready. You have the opportunity to keep essential materials in front of you, so take advantage of it. Be sure to set yourself up with the right materials before your interview, including resume, pen and paper, details about the company or position, talking points. Then check equipment. Don't let technological implications be the reason why you were passed over for an opportunity. To avoid this, make sure you are in a setting void of distractions and that any equipment you intend on using is working properly. Your checklist should include fully charged phone or computer, strong connection, cell service or Wi-Fi for programs like Skype or FaceTime, and then proper microphone, camera placement. And then know the basics. The more basic information you know about the company, the easier it will be to portray yourself as a well-informed candidate. Pay special attention pay special attention to mission statement, company culture, and business initiatives. And then speak articulately. Practicing your response out loud can help you speak more confidently. Avoid using filler for words such as and focus on your voice, your tone, your delivery. Then the next step will be research, research, and research. A successful phone or video screening will typically lead to an invitation for a face-to-face interview. However, the due diligence you take to learn more about the employer can make a big difference in the impression you give off. For starters, focus on the more important elements of the interview, including about the employer, the company, review the company's website, get accustomed to their product services, and take a look at some online review sites. The interviewer, take a look at the persons you will be meeting with you on LinkedIn, and having a general idea about their background could provide you with some good talking points throughout the interview. Then there is social media presence. Perusing the company's social media page, Twitter, Facebook, etc., will not only give you a better feel for their reputation, but also give you a better sense of the company culture and your general level of interest in the position. Then take role. Although you reviewed the role when you initially applied, make sure you do an in-depth review of the goals and responsibilities of the job prior to your interview. Then about you, your resume. Review your resume in detail to ensure you can speak fluently about your background without having to read from it during the interview. Your transportation, whether you are relying on public transportation or your own vehicle to get to the interview, plan your travel time accordingly and give yourself extra time in case there are any uncontrollable delays. Then the next step would be questions to be prepared for. In addition to researching the company in great detail, you should make sure you are prepared to answer some commonly asked questions. Some questions may seem related to the role, while others are meant to test you or gauge your personality. But no matter what, employers want to see how you can think on your feet. In order to prepare yourself, make sure you know how to answer some of these common interview questions. Are you ready? Take a pen and paper and write them down. What are your strengths and weaknesses? Don't try to skirt around the question with a cliche Humbleberg like, "I'm too much of a perfectionist." Pick out your real, honest flaws and explain how you are working on improving them. No one is perfect, after all. Next question, what are your short-term goals and long-term goals? By defining that, it will help you to understand what is this. A good answer addresses how you would like to help the organization in the long run and explain how that would accomplish your personal goals. Then, why should I hire you? Point out your strength as it pertains to key elements of the role at hand. Be sure to strike a balance between self-confidence and arrogance. The next question is, why are you leaving your current employer? Rather than focusing on what your employer has done wrong, first share what you appreciate about them. Follow this by explaining what you are looking to get out of your next opportunity. Never, ever, ever badmouth your past employers, because they are going to think that you are going to badmouth them as well. Next, have you ever been involved in a workplace conflict? If so, how was it resolved? Key indicators that a conflict was resolved well include remaining calm, listening carefully to the other party, and reaching a compromise together. And the next question is, what do you like to do for fun? List 2 to 3 things that you enjoy doing outside of work. They should reflect your personality and show that you have interests aside from what you do professionally. Now it is your turn. Questions to ask your interviewer before they ask you. Now it's your turn to ask them. So question to ask your interviewer. Remember, an interview is a two-way street. Although you are being evaluated, it's just as important to determine whether this is the right role or company for you. Ask informed questions to learn as much as possible about the role and your responsibilities. Questions you can ask, such as, what are some qualities this person should possess in order to be successful in the role? This question gives you a glimpse into the soft skills or traits needed to perform well in this position. This is not only helps you to evaluate if you are a good fit, but it also shows the hiring manager you are ambitious and strive to be a top performer. Next question, what are your long-term goals of the department and company? This answer can paint a clearer picture of the company's future, so you can decipher that's the direction that you want your career to go in as well. Then the next one, how would you describe the company culture? You'll want to learn about the ways your prospective employer treats and rewards its employees, and this information can help you decide whether or not you'll be happy in the position. Next question, how would you plan to deal with blank? Since every manager possesses a different management and communication style, this question gives you an opportunity to see how your employer would react in a hypothetical situation. Next question, can you tell me about a project or experience in your time here that you are extremely proud of? You'll get the chance to see what your prospective manager is passionate about, which will help you to shape your own opinion on how the role can be meaningful or impactful. Now keep in mind, there are questions you should avoid asking early on, as they may make you appear unprepared or unprofessional. The first three questions are, what exactly does your company do? Asking questions where the answers are easily accessible from a quick internet search will not help your chances of getting a call back. The next question, what do you usually offer a candidate at this level in compensation and benefits? Questions related to compensation or benefits should come later in the interview process. Asking too early may make you come off as entitled or arrogant. And the last question would be, do you do criminal background checks and drug screens before you hire candidates? Asking questions about preliminary tests that aren't directly related to the role might raise some red flags about your past. So avoid those three questions and really think and evaluate about before you asking any questions. Next is interview and the next steps. While a strong resume and successful pre-screen will get your foot in the door portraying the right professional attributes and skills during the face-to-face interview, helps to improve that you are in the right fit for the position. So pay close attention to the following areas. During the interview, make a good impression, a good first impression. You can't change someone's first impression of you, so take the time to arrive early, dress professionally, and greet your interviewer with a smile and strong handshake. Then, exuding confidence. Make sure you sit up straight, make eye contact, and answer questions concisely. Perfecting your body language. Your nonverbal communication can say a lot about you, so make sure you avoid slouching, yawning, or fidgeting. Showing off your personality. Employers are trying to get a feel for whether or not you are a good fit for the company culture or the team you would be joining. So showing elements of your personality is important. That is during the interview. Now let's discuss about after the interview. Before you leave, make sure the interviewer has all the information they need. You are clear on next steps. And professional references. Reach out to them to ensure they are aware that they may be contacted. And writing samples. If you are required to submit a writing sample, portfolio, or any additional documents, be sure to proofread everything for grammar or spelling. And then a thank you note. Always send a short personalized thank you note to the interviewers within 24 hours of your interview to show your gratitude for the opportunity. Now, Have you been working with a recruiter? If a recruiter has coordinated your interview for you, they will most likely facilitate all the conversations outlining on those interview tips. So if you are in need of help with your interview skills, I have had candidates who had struggled to interview. And it's numerous times that they think they can nail it because it's very simple. You get a call, you come in, you do what they ask, you follow directions, but at the same time, you are not getting a job. So numerous times I had candidates who come to me and asking help for why they did not get a job, why they're going for an interview and yet they don't get a job. They smile, they're nice, and they don't, and the candidates cannot seem and recognize the body language, to see their facial expressions about if they are happy or unhappy of the answers. For me, I do career coaching and I do interview coaching. Usually an interview coaching lasts one session. However, some need more. And with one session, when I work one-on-one with you, it's basically we're going to discuss about in depth what exactly worked for you, what exactly you're answering. I'm going to ask you questions because I need to know what is not working for you. What are you answering? And I will ask, and we will do a mock-up interview. That means we're going to role play. I will be the interviewer and you will be the candidate, and then we're going to switch roles. That means I'm going to provide you the questions, you're going to ask me, and I am, as a candidate, going to answer them. I will teach you how to take control of the interview so they know you are not the only one who needs to get a job, but they are not the only ones who need to make a decision, but you also need to make a decision if this company is right for you or not. And you portray that and you showcase that, and they are gonna like you, they are gonna love you. It only takes one session with me, one-on-one. You need to email me, letstalkcareerswithsarah@gmail.com, and we can portray that together. Or you can call 646-371-6242 and leave me a message, and we will book together an appointment for interview sessions. I had great results. I had candidates who were happy and they got a job within a week. It all depends on you, how committed you are, how dedicated you are, and how much time you're putting in for yourself. It's an investment that is worth it. So you can call me 646-371-6242 or email me letstalkcareerswithsarah@gmail.com. And for those of you who are listening to me, I am looking forward for you to show up in my career readiness workshop, and I will be glad to see you there, to meet you in person. All the information will be given shortly. If you like this episode, please follow and share it with others. Join my group on Facebook called Let's Talk Careers Inner Circle. If you would like to be featured on my show, let me know in the group. And I have an event coming up, Career Readiness Workshop. It's on August 20 at 7:30 p.m. You will learn about job strategies, interview skills, and this will be your opportunity to network with others. More details on bit.ly/career-readiness-workshop.
You are are tuning in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I am aired every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. In this show, I talk about career advancement, resume revamps, interview expectations, how to stand out from the crowd, how to brand yourself, and skills you need to become a CEO. All of this is on Armed Radio online show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Network.